In the year of our Lord 1386, July the 5th, we, André de Montfleury, judge of Saint-Hilaire by the grace of the Bishop of Grenoble, lord of the said locality, will render justice. The plateau's inhabitants left their livestock and fields to gather in the Pré de la Cour square, in front of the castle, a stone's throw from the church. Don't bother looking for the bishop's castle. Originally built at the end of the 13th century, beside the present funicular railway station, there is nothing left of it. And with good reason. The church was rebuilt in 1828 with the last stones of the ruined building. In the midst of the Middle Ages, the Bishop of Grenoble's domain encompassed Saint-Hilaire and Saint-Pancras, as well as the woods, pastures, and mountains of these parishes that did not belong to other religious communities. It was Guillaume III of Rouen, under the reign of Dauphin Humbert I de la Tour, who had this fortified house built on the edge of the cliff, in clear sight from the valley. It was the administrative center of the village community at that time. The inhabitants could find shelter there, and they used to go there to pay the cens, or feudal tax. They owed their lord a tithe on the wheat they grew, fees for the operation of the port train mill, a cheese for every animal that grazed on the bishop's land. People who committed serious violations were imprisoned in the castle before being handed over to the Dauphin's High Court of Justice. It was in this church, whose foundations date back to the 11th century, that bishops staying on the plateau would come to pray. Up to the mid-17th century, they came here to the country to revitalize themselves or flee the epidemics in the Dauphiné capital. The last known bishop who have stayed here was Pierre Scarron, Bishop of Grenoble from 1621 to 1668, who failed to maintain the castle. It ended up in ruins, while at the same time history continued to unfold.